那么上个礼拜我们的主题是神的话语。
So last week we talked about the word of God.
今天晚上也是同样的主题，就是神的话语。
And same topic for last week, the word of God.
今天的经文是启示录第三章第二十节到第二十一节。
Today's scriptures is Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 to 21.
我们再来弄清楚很重要的一件事情。
We got to be clear with one important thing here.
真正的我不是这个肉体。
No, the real us is actually not the fleshly one.
虽然我的手被砍掉，我的脚被砍掉，我们不能说我不见了。
And so when my hand got chopped off, my leg got chopped off, I cannot say that I disappear.
因为这个肉体不是真正的我的缘故了。
Because this body is not the real me.
那么真正的我就是住在这个肉体里面的我的灵魂。
The real me is the spirit that dwells inside of this body.
所以呢，这个最聪明的人是谁呢
？So who is the most smartest person?
能够得胜的人是谁呢
？Who are the one that can become victorious?
或者是能够进来神国的人是谁呢
？Who are the one that can enter the kingdom of God?
就是好好照顾这个灵魂的人。
People to take care of their spirit.
但是那么多那么多的基督徒哦，没有那么看重这个我们自己的灵。
But so many people never take regards in your own spirit.
所以呢，这个很多很多的人灵呢，很这个吃的不饱，所以呢很瘦了。
And so many of those people's spirit are not nourished, and therefore it's very slim and skinny.
但是我们一定要明白，所有的能力是从灵而来。
And we need to understand that all the power comes from the spirit.
所以我们的灵出问题的话，我们的身体也出问题，我们的生活也出问题。
And so if my spirit has an issue, my body will have an issue as well as my life.
如果我们的灵出问题的话，虽然你在这边做得那么好，但是最后呢，也我们的上帝呢不会认定，反而因着你的成功。来会灭亡。
And so if our spirit is not doing well, even so that we may do well now, but God will not acknowledge whatever they have done on our life.
但是还是那么多的人只是看重这个肉体。
But there are so many people to take regards on the body only.
为了训练这个肉体，花很多的钱，也很这个花很多的时间，也很努力了。
They spend so much time and efforts and money on this body.
真的好需要好好照顾我们的灵魂吗
Do we need to take good care of our spirit, is it right?
我们看马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5
28节到第30节
28 to 30
马太福音第五章第28节到第30节请只是我告诉你们凡看见妇女就动一念的这人心里已经与他这什么犯
But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
你看心里面想什么女孩子，然后有淫乱的思想的话你的灵魂已经出问题的意思了。
And we just need to think about lust, and at that moment, that our spirit has an issue already.
看第二十九节。
Verse 29.
若是你的右眼叫你跌倒就弯出来丢掉宁可失去白体中的一体不照全身丢在地狱里第三四节若是右手叫你跌倒就砍下来丢掉宁可失去白体中的一体不照全身下入地狱
Verse 29, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you than one of your body perish, than for your whole body to be cast into the hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your body perish, than for your whole body to be cast into the hell.
你看这个经文也那么清楚地告诉我们说这个肉体不是真正的我。
The scripture here says that my body is not the real me.
你的肉体出问题，你不会死。
If my body has a problem, I will not die because of that.
意思说，你的肉体出问题不会去地狱。
Now, if my body has a problem, I will not go to hell for that.
我们的灵魂出问题的时候才能才会去地狱了。
But if my spirit has an issue, that's how I will end up in hell.
所以你的IQ 那么好
And so if you got good IQ
你的文凭那么好
If you got good qualifications
现在你上这个那么大的公司
Or that you go to a very great company
所以你赚的那么多
And that you earn so much money
不要以为你是成功人士
I don't think that you're successful
这些不会影响我们真正的我
Because all of this don't affect the true me
所以呢，我们的这个肉体有问题的话，赶紧处理。
If that's a spirit, that's a problem with that spirit, we have to deal with it.
真的重要的是灵魂吧。
What's more important is the spirit.
我们看这个马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章28节。
28.
那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们，唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
意思说只有我们的上帝才能左右我们灵魂的问题。
That means only God can direct our spirit.
现在除了上帝以外不要怕其他的。
So other than God, don't fear any others.
其他的不会左右你的人生。
Because the others cannot direct our life.
因着不好的环境。
Because of difficult conditions, we will not perish because of that.
环境好不好，或者是聪明不聪明，这些没有那么重要的。
The condition good or not, it doesn't really matter.
但是你不怕上帝。
But if you don't, you're not afraid of God.
违背神的话。
If you violate the word of God.
没有照着神的话来生活了。
If you don't live by the word of God.
那是你才能灭亡。
That's the time that we will perish.
所以这个弄清楚。
We got to be clear with that first.
再来说的话，我们需要的所有的能力是从灵而来。
If I say that again, all the power that we need, it comes from the Spirit.
那么圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说，神的话就是灵。
Now the Bible says that the Word of God is Spirit.
意思说神的话里面有能力的意思。
That means to say that the Word of God contains power.
所以你跟从神的话的话，上帝会掌握你。
So as we follow the Word of God, God will take hold of us.
但是你跟从撒旦而来的思想，撒旦而来的。 感情撒旦来的决断的话怎么样呢？撒旦一定会掌握你。
But if we actually follow the devil's knowledge, emotions, and will, then the devil will take hold of us.
你在这边做得那么好。
Even if we do so well here.
你在这边做了总统了。
And you become a president here.
你赚的钱是在全世界里面是第一名了。
Then you are the first in earning.
但是你跟从撒旦来得到这些的，最后呢会灭亡而离。
But if you follow Satan to attain all of this, in the end you will just perish.
因为上帝的话也是一个，上帝的话是一个灵。
Because the word of God is a spirit.
意思说上帝的话里面有能力的意思。
That means to say that in the word of God there is power.
撒旦的话。 也有能力。
The Satan's words also have power.
为什么撒旦也是灵来的？
Because Satan is also of a spirit.
所以我们一定要明白灵才能决定我们的人生。
And we need to know that spirit is one that decides our life.
所以你一定要决定要跟从什么灵。
So we have to decide which spirit should we follow.
意思说要跟从神的话吗? 要跟从撒旦的话吗?
Are we following God's word or are we following Satan's word?
真的能力，这个神的话就是说灵里面有能力吗?
Now the word of God contains power, is that true?
我们看希伯来书第四章。
See Hebrews chapter 4.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
希伯来书第四章第十二节。请神的 道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开连心中的思念和主意，都能辨明。
Verse 12, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divisions of soul and spirit, and of joy and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intent of a heart.
很简单来说的话，神的话真的有能力了。
In simple words, the word of God really has power.
要不要接受神的话才能决定我的人生了。
So whether we want to accept the word of God, that would be the one that decides our life.
如果你听神的话的话，能够得到上帝的荣耀、上帝的权柄和上帝的能力。
Now when you listen to the word of God, you will receive the power, the glory, and the authority of God.
同样的，撒旦也是灵。
So Satan is a spirit as well.
所以呢，撒旦的话也有能力。
And so the word of Satan has power.
所以你接受撒旦而来的话的话，怎么样呢？你一定会。
So if you actually receive the words from Satan, you will definitely perish.
一定会面对撒旦的事情。
And you will face with the events from the Satan.
真的是这样吗？
Is that true?
我们看看一下雅各书第三章。
See James chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
和第五节到第六节。
So 5 and 6.
好,请. 原来我们在许多事上都有过失,若有人在话语上没有过失,他就是完全人,也能立住自己的全身。
Verse 2, for we all stumble in many things. If any man does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body.
你看, 圣经没有说你的努力、你的才干、你的文凭，或者是你的计划能够决定你的人生。圣经没有这样讲。
So God never say that, you know, by your diligence, by your effort, by your plan and purpose, it doesn't mean that can secure your life.
话才是
But the word is the one that decides our life.
你想接受神的话，讲神的话的话，你会变成上帝那样的人。
If you accept the word of God and speak the word of God, then we'll become just like God.
但是你接受撒旦来的话，讲撒旦的话，那么怎么样呢？撒旦掌握你啊。But
we accept the words of Satan and speak the words of Satan, then Satan will take over us.
真的是这样吗?
Is that true?
我们看看第五节到第六节。
Five and six.
请，这样舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看哪，最小的火能点着最大的树林，舌头就是火。 在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地里点着的。
Verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great forwards a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. The tongue is so sad among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell.
刚去台湾的时候，你们我已经说过了哈。这个你好吗，谢谢。我到了台湾才知道了这是华文。When
I first went to Taiwan, I've said before that I then understand 你好吗，谢谢 is actually Chinese.
我还记得这个1989年。I
remember 1989年。
2月14号，我还记得了，圣灵突然临到我的身上。And
so 1989 on the 14th of February, that moment, the Holy Spirit came upon me.
然后第一次经历了这个方言祷告。
It's the first time that I experienced speaking in tongues.
我没有求方言祷告。
I never asked for tongues.
因为根本不知道方言祷告，也没有听过，也没有看过，我的理性呢无法接纳。
Because I never see before, I never hear before, I never experienced before, and my rational mind cannot accept this.
就是到了1989年2月14号，2月14号好像什么的？ 跟我无关的了。那天这个圣灵突然就是临到我的身上了。
In 1989, the 14th of February, on that moment, the Holy Spirit came upon me.
然后突然很奇怪的话说出来。
And I started to speak very strange words.
然后突然拍手，突然跳舞。I
started to clap my hands and I started to dance.
当然那时周围没有人，只有我一个人在这个那个什么办公室里面。
So there wasn't anybody besides me except for myself in the office.
然后这个不晓得这个方言说，这个用方言来祷告，然后这个翻译出来。
And so I was able to speak in tongue at the same time to interpret my own tongue.
那么你去台湾？
And he says that you go to Taiwan.
所以呢，1989年9月4号，我还记得咯，9月4号突然去台湾咯。
And so on the 1989, on the 4th of September, I went to Taiwan.
因着这样的事情，根本不知道了，你好吗？谢谢到了台湾才知道。
That because of that, I don't even know what is 你好吗？谢谢 until I reached Taiwan, I know that.
当然那时我空手去了。
Because I went there empty-handed.
那么很多人担心你吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
People start to worry for my eating, drinking, and wearing.
但是我肯定这个是。
But I was very certain that this is from God.
结果呢，我没有担心。
And therefore, there was no worry in me.
同样的。
Same thing.
你不要随便说什么话了。
You don't anyhow say words.
我努力找过工作。
I tried so hard to find a job.
找不到。
I can't find.
上帝说，让你住在这儿，上帝会给你工作。
God say that you stay here, God will give you a job.
你为什么接受从撒旦而来的话呢?
Why do you accept the words that come from Satan?
上帝说, 你去台湾。
God say that you go Taiwan.
那么意思说，上帝也会负责啊，吃的、喝的、穿的意思。
That means God will provide all the eating, drinking, and wearing as well.
啊，当然也没有钱。
Of course, I have no money.
那么还有另一个问题是居留的问题。
Another problem is my residence.
那么不会讲华文的哪一个人给我居留证？
And so if I don't speak Chinese, how am I going to stay there by visa?
有这样的国家吗？
Is there any nations that would do that?
有这样的公司吗？
Is there any company that would do that?
我不是去那边不是找工作。
So I was not looking for a job there.
当然也不能找到工作了。
And I couldn't find one as well.
因为我不会讲华文嘛。
Because I couldn't speak Chinese, right?
那么不会讲华文，哪一个公司或者是哪一个国家给我居留证？
If I can't speak Chinese and I don't know Chinese, which country, which company would give me a visa to stay there?
但是我一秒钟也没有疑惑过。
But I never doubt a single moment.
因为上帝说让你去台湾。
Because God said that you go to Taiwan.
那么这样的话，上帝也会处理我居留的问题。
Then God would deal with my own accommodations.
时间的问题而已啊。
It's just a matter of time.
你不要说没有方法。
I don't say that there is no way.
所以呢，这个我要回韩国。
I want to go back to Korea.
不要随便这样讲。
Don't anyhow say this.
现在我空手来了。
I empty-handed come here.
那么吃什么、喝什么、穿什么
？Eating, drinking, and wearing.
所以我要回韩国。
And so I want to go back to Korea.
你不要随便讲。
Now, don't anyhow make this statement.
现在我不会讲华文。
I do not speak Chinese.
所以呢，我这个没有人愿意请我没有人愿意给我居留证。
So nobody is willing to give me a permit or a visa.
不要这样讲。
So don't say that.
上帝说你去台湾。
God say you go to Taiwan.
那么等了
Then just wait.
那么结果呢？1989年这个十一月忘记了十一月拿到了居留证。
And so in 1989 on November I got the visa.
当然9月4号去的时候，你好吗？谢谢，连几句话也不会讲嘛。
I couldn't even understand 你好吗？谢谢 on the 4th of September.
那么十一月的话，过了2个月而已啊。
And 2 months later.
两个月的时间可以讲华文。
We be able to speak Chinese and within 2 months.
不会讲华文。
You can't speak Chinese.
但是拿到了居留证。
But you got a visa.
你告诉你旁边的，这是听神的话了。
Tell the person beside you, just listen to the word of God.
这是听神的话。
Just listen to the word of God.
所以不要随便说什么话了。
So don't anyhow say something.
不要随便丢弃你的梦了。
Don't anyhow forsake your dreams.
不太明白的话，再来祷告。
If you don't understand, pray again.
然后再来肯定这个你的梦。
Be sure of your dream again.
然后为了你的事情来祷告。
And pray earnestly for it.
如果从是你的梦是从你自己的计划而来的话当然一定会受苦。
Now, if your dream comes from your own plan, you will definitely suffer for it.
不是的话，整个过程是一个训练的时间而已。
Otherwise, the whole entire time will be a time of training.
所有的种子不。可能立刻发芽，然后开花结果子。
So every single seed that was sold will not all reap a harvest instantly.
圣经说天国是撒种来比喻了，对不对
？Now the kingdom of God is illustrated as a sowing of seeds.
撒种是什么意思呢？ So、需要时间了。
The sowing of seed actually requires time.
所以呢，圣经一直强调耐心、耐心、忍耐、忍耐。
So the Bible keeps emphasizing on patience and perseverance.
你看。刚刚读了希伯来书第四章第十二节。
Now we just read Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, right?
真的神的话有能力吗？
Is it true that the word of God really do have power?
为什么神的话有能力呢？
Why is there power in the word?
现在希伯来书第四章第十二节怎么说呢？
What was written here in verse 12?
正确来翻译的话，神的话是在左右有剑的意思了。
And so here two edged sword is actually on the right and the left that was sword.
这里说比一切两刃的剑，对不对？正确来翻译的话，左边和右边有剑的意思。
So two-edged sword, if you interpret correctly, is actually on the right-hand side, on the left-hand side, there is a sword.
左右的。
So on the left and right.
左边有一个剑，右边也有剑。
And so on the left side there was a sword, and on the right side there was a sword.
我们看圣经讲的剑的意思。
Let's look at the definitions of sword in the Bible.
以弗所书第六章第十七节。
Ephesians chapter 4,
在那边说，圣灵的剑就是神的话咯。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14 says that the word of God is the sword.
这样的话，右边的剑就是圣灵的意思咯。
That means to say that on the right hand side that was the Holy Spirit.
那么左边的剑呢？
And what about the left-hand side then?
现在两个剑这个与神同行，然后 执行, 完成, 成就, 神的话的意思呢?
And so the word of God with these two sides is exercising, executing, and at the same time fulfilling the word of God.
那么一个剑是什么呢?
So one sword is
圣灵,
it's the Holy Spirit.
啊, 圣灵,
it's the Holy Spirit.
还有我们看诗篇 103篇,
Psalms 103.
19节到第21节,
19 to 21. Now another spirit referring to the angel.
我们一起来念一下，请耶和华在天上立定宝座，他的权柄统管万有。
He says, verse 19, the Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all.
啊, 我们的上帝现在坐在天上的宝座上了。
Now God is ruling on his throne.
然后告诉江西英牧师说,
and he told Pastor Kong Hee-yong that you go to Taiwan.
啊, 原来我们的上帝, 从他的宝座上说这句话咯。
And so God spoke his words on his throne.
啊, 现在我们的上帝住在哪里?
So where is God dwelling right now?
啊, 我们的上帝住在天上那边。
God is dwelling in the heavens.
然后在那边说你去台湾。
And in the heavens he said, you go to Taiwan.
那么神的话现在离开了上帝的宝座咯。
And so the word of God departed from the throne.
明白吗?
Understand?
啊, 然后来到这个张清牧师的耳朵那边。
Then come to the ears of this Pastor Kang Hee-yong.
那是圣灵也一起过来。
And then at the time the Holy Spirit comes together.
圣灵也与这个神的话同在同行。
And the Holy Spirit comes together with the word.
神的话，这个圣灵也帮助执行神的话语。
And the Holy Spirit also come and execute the word of God.
还有什么呢?
Now what else here?
看第二十节。
Verse 20.
听从他命令，成全他旨意，有大能的天使都要欢称颂耶和华。 你们做他的诸君，做他的仆役，行他所喜悦的，都要称颂耶和华。
Verse 20, bless the Lord, you his angel, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you minister of his, who do his pleasure.
所以明白吗?
So do we understand?
现在希伯来书第四章第十二节说，神的话有两刃的剑。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says that the word of God is a two-edged sword.
意思说神的话在左边有圣灵，右边有圣灵，左边有天使。
That means to say that the word of God on the right-hand side is the Holy Spirit and on the left-hand side is the angel.
啊, 那么我们的上帝命令了, 发出命令。
As the Lord released his command,
啊, 发出命令的时候, 这个神的话, 离开上帝的宝座, 然后来, 哦, 突破也好, 新加坡也好, 哦, 你的公司也好, 哦, 神的话来到这里咯。
And so the word of God departed from his throne and came all the way to Topayo, whether your job or whether here in this place.
那是只有神的话来这边, 不是的咯。
So is it just the word of God that come here?
圣灵也来这里。
No, the Holy Spirit comes together with the word.
天使也一起过来。
Angels come together as well.
圣灵和天使一起来帮助这个神的话来成就。 上帝所讲的那个事情。
Now the Holy Spirit and the angels come together to fulfill the word that was spoken by the Lord.
所以我听神的话咯。
So I listen to the word.
然后我去台湾咯。
And I go to Taiwan.
那么圣灵和天使也跟我一起去台湾咯。
And so Holy Spirit and the angel come together with me to Taiwan.
那么圣灵是谁咯？
And who is this Holy Spirit?
全能的。
He is Almighty.
哪一个能够胜过圣灵的能力?
Now who can overcome surpass the power of the Holy Spirit?
在这边发生了黑暗、空虚、混乱，但是圣灵运行在他们那边，运行的意思是什么呢? 践踏他们的意思咯。
So there was darkness, there was emptiness, there was formlessness, but the Holy Spirit hover over the water. Hover means trample over the darkness.
我们的上帝说要有光，圣灵立刻出现，就有了光，对不对？
And so God said, let there be light, and then da-da-da-da, the Holy Spirit released the light.
那么天使过来帮忙这个神的话来完成神话语的内容。
And the angels came to fulfill the content in the word of God that was spoken.
单纯的相信而已啊。
So all we do is just believe simply and accept simply. I never consider whether I know how to speak Chinese. I never consider like who will be there to apply my own visa and permit. For the Holy Spirit and the angels will arrange all this.
虽然不会讲华文,
although I can't speak Chinese.
去移民厅吗?
So I went to immigration center.
当我的那个什么，这个是什么？这个 buckle 华文怎么讲？啊，英文是 buckle 了 ，buckle。啊，华文怎么讲？啊，这就是 buckle 嘛。哦，看到我的这个 buckle。
So the immigration officer saw my buckle on the belt.
那是有人送给我的 beer garden.
And so there was somebody that gave me beer garden.
啊你们不知道 beer garden?
It's beer garden.
啊 beer garden 是名牌的。
Beer garden is a branded.
啊不是我有钱，有人送给我的这个 beer garden.
So it wasn't that I'm rich, but somebody gave me beer garden.
那个 immigration 那边的人看到我的那个这个 buckle 的这个 beer， 你的是 beer garden。
And then, so the officer saw that I have a pure card and belt.
你一定很有钱。
You must be really rich.
一定要纳税。
So you must pay tax.
别人用别人的话需要纳税。
So if you wear pure garden, you have to pay tax.
但是不会讲华文吧
？Because I didn't speak Chinese.
然后付这个税咯。
So I pay tax.
因为没有办法说明。
I couldn't explain myself, so I have to pay tax.
无论怎么样，圣灵帮忙，天使帮忙了。
No matter what, the Holy Spirit and the angel helped me.
结果呢，这个九月这个去台湾十一月拿到了居留证。
So when I went to Taiwan on November, I got my visa.
明白吗？现在。希伯来书第四章第十二节的意思。
Understand the meaning in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
你告诉你旁边，千万接受神的话。
Tell them beside you, accept the word of God.
真的在耶稣基督里面，不要随便讲否定的话。
That in Christ Jesus, do not speak any words of denial or refusal.
为什么听撒旦的话呢？
So why do you listen to the words of the Satan?
我们等一下看看撒旦的话是什么样的话。
We got to listen to what are the words of Satan later on.
有这个缘故，我们看这个出埃及记第二十五章。
Because of that, let's read Exodus 25.
二十一节到第二十二节。
21 to 22.
在那边，这个约柜上面有两个天使。
Now on top of the ark, there is two angels.
意思说真的是神的话出去的时候，圣灵和天使也一起出去的意思。
Now when the word of God was released, indeed it's true that the angels come together with the word.
约柜象征什么？
What does the ark represent?
神的话咯。
It represents the word of God.
这个神的话上面有两个天使。
And so there were two angels above
this
ark.
真的有两个天使吗？
Is it true?
请要将施恩座安在柜的上边又将我所要赐给你的法版放在柜里。第二十二节，我要在那里与你相会，又要从法柜施恩座上恩基督伯中间和你说话，所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事。
Verse 21, you shall put the mercy seat on the top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you. And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are on the ark of the testimony, about everything which I will give you in commandments of the children of Israel.
So today, 今天明白了神的话为什么有能力。
Now understand why so that the word of God has power.
其实神的话两边有圣灵和天使与神的话同在同行。
Now besides the word of God, there is this angel and the Holy Spirit that lead together with it.
那么神的话去什么地方的时候，圣灵和天使一起去。
And so when the word of God was released to some places, the Holy Spirit and the angel will also be released to that place as well.
所以你接受神的话的时候，圣灵和天使开始做工。
And so as you accept the word of God, the angels and the Holy Spirit will start to put itself to work.
所以今天我们弄清楚这个希伯来书第四章第十二节的意思。
So we understand the meaning in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 today.
所以这样来看的话，今天我们的毛病在哪里？
And then to say, what is our problem today?
不够努力。
We are not diligent enough.
环境不好。
Because of the poor environment.
或者是这个国家拒绝你。
Or because this nation reject you.
不是的，你没有那么弄清楚上帝的旨意的。
It's because you are not clear with the will of God.
还是用你的想法看法来生活的缘故。
Then you are still living by your own thinking.
或者是根本不信神的话了。
Or that you don't believe in the word of God.
真的是这样的缘故吗？
Is it true that way?
你看希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第一节到第三节。
That's 1 to 3.
今天你为什么在这？
Why are you here today?
这个不是你的决定。
Now this is not by your own decision.
上帝没有批准的话，你根本不能在这。
If God never permit, you can't be here.
你为什么去台湾？
Why do you go to Taiwan?
因为上帝让我去了。
Because God permitted me to go.
不要说不会讲华文。
Don't say that I can't speak Chinese.
不要说没有钱。
Don't say that I have no money.
上帝让你去的话， 相信了。
If God allowed that, believe in it.
今天为什么在这儿？
Why am I here today?
也是上帝安排了。
Because God arranged it.
上帝安排的话，相信到底。
If God arranged it, believe it to
you. 在中间不要说可以不可以，没有方法。
In the middle, don't say you know possible, not possible. Whether is there any idea?
真的是这样的缘故，我们一直失败吗？
Is it true that we fail because of all those reasons?
看希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4,
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
请我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，你看上帝为什么请你来这里呢？
So why did God call you here in this place?
为的是让你失败。
To cause you to fail.
为的是让你头痛。
To cause you to have headaches.
为的是让你肚子饿。
To cause you to be hunger.
为的是让你失败。
Or to fail.
不是的了。
No, that isn't the case.
为的是给你安息。
So that he can give you rest.
为的是让你生养众多，遍满这地，治理这地，管理万物。
So that you can be fruitful to multiply.To fill the land, to subdue the land, and to rule over the land.
为什么不信呢？
Why do you not believe in that?
因为没有想上帝了。
Because you never think about God.
没有肯定你是上帝的孩子。
You are not sure that you are the children of God.
没有肯定上帝的护照。
You are not sure of the calling of God.
就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。第二节，因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。第三节，但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如神所说，我在怒中岂是说他们断不可进入我的安息。其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。
Verse 1, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who hear it. For we who have believed do enter that rest as he had said. So I sought in my wrath that they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundations of the world.
你告诉你旁边的不要动动脑筋了。
Tell the person beside you, do not wreck your minds.
真的凭着信心来接受上帝的话了。
But accept the word of God by faith.
还不明白的话，祷告了。
Now, if you don't understand, pray some.
祷告也不明白的话，进食祷告了。
If you pray, you don't understand, then fast and pray.
先弄清楚为什么我在这。
So be clear. So why are you here today?
自己的决定吗？
Is that your decision?
上帝呼召我的缘故吗？
Is it because God called me?
先弄清楚。
So be clear with that first.
先为什么读政治史？
Why do you study politics science?
弄清楚。
So understand this first.
上帝为什么让我读政治？
Why God wanted me to study politics?
上帝为什么让我读医学？
Why do I study being a doctor medical?Be clear with that.
弄清楚过后怎么样呢？肯定这个是神给我的这个梦的话怎么样呢？论耐。
So be clear, if you know that that's a dream from God, you continue to pay, be patient. Continue to pray and look upon God. Because the Holy Spirit and angels
will
help us. The Holy Spirit and angel, if they don't help you, no matter what you do, you will fail.
再告诉你旁边的，不要动动脑筋。
That doesn't say you don't rack your minds.
不要动动脑筋了。那么更进一步理解这第三节的内容。
Understand verse 3 here in more details.
上帝怎么创造这个天地和万物呢？
How did God create the heavens and the earth and all things?
上帝用他的话来创造了天地和万物。
So God used his word to create heavens and earth and all things.
天的话看不见的世界的意思。
So the heavens are the unseen realm.
许多的天使们了。
There were many angels.
我们说外星人。
We talk about them as angels.
这就是看不见的世界。
This is the unseen realm.
地就是这个地咯。
And this earth is this earth.
我们的上帝创造了天地。
And so God created the heavens and the earth.
也创造了万物。
And created all things.
用什么呢？
How did he create?
用神的话咯。
He used the word of God to create.
那么今天每一个人都相信。
Today, everybody believe in that.
哪一个人不信创世纪第一章的内容？
Who don't believe in the content in Genesis chapter 1, right?
有吗？
Is there anybody here?
除非不信主的人以外，信主的人都相信创世纪第一章的内容。
Unless you're a non-believer, but believers do believe in Genesis chapter 1, right?
但是我们的上帝用同样的话来今天也做工，相信吗？
Now God used the same word to work today. Do you believe in that?
但是现在希伯来书第四章第三节告诉我们说，很多人相信这个退出 上帝用他的话来创造了天和地和万物都相信，但是很少人相信今天我们的上帝用同样的话来还在做工，那么多的人不信。
So there were so many people that actually believe in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 that God created the heavens and the earth with the word. But many of them do not believe that God will also, you know, do all things just like the way in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 today as well. People don't believe in that.
Long time ago, 我们的上帝说要有光就有了光了。
That a long, long time ago, God said, let there be light and there was light. Let there be hamster and there was hamster.
不是吗？
Isn't it?
同样的，今天我们的上帝会说要有光。
And today, God will say, let there be light.
就是很久很久以前创造了这个世上做工，然后到了今天，我们的上帝不会做工。
So,
不要这样想。
Don't think that way. That long, long time ago, God will actually work, and today God will not work. Don't ever think that way.
很久很久以前，我们的上帝命令的时候，神的话语能够创造什么东西了，
so,
对不对
？As God command, you know, by His word, something was created, right?
到了今天，也上帝命令的话，会创造什么事情了
？Likewise for today, as He command, things will be created as well.
然后以后也是我们的上帝用他的话来审判一切。
And in the future, God will use His word to judge all things.
真的是这样吗？
Now,Is that true?
我们看彼得后书。
That's the second Peter.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三节到第七节。
3 to 7.
慢慢看了，今天到底今天我们的问题在哪里？
Listen, where's our problem today?
很多人相信创世纪第一章的内容。
Now many people believe and contend in Genesis chapter 1.
但我发现到很多人不信啊，我们的上帝用同样的一句话来仍然做工，几乎不信。
But people don't believe that God continued to use His word and continue to work today.
那么结果呢？自己说我是信主的，我是信主的，然后根本不要认识我们的上帝，根本不要认识上帝的旨意，然后天天努靠着自己的能力努力来做计划而立啊。
And so people say that yes, I'm a believer. Yes, I'm a believer, but they don't want to listen to the will of God and continue to use their own plans to do their own plans and their life.
为什么有这样的现象呢？
Why is it this phenomenon?
因为不信我们的上帝用同样的话来仍然做工。
Because they don't believe that God continue to use His words to continue to work today.
好，请第一要紧的、重要的、最重要的事情什么呢？该知道，在末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说：“主要降临的应许在哪里呢？”因为从列祖睡了以来，万物于起初创造的时候仍是一样。意思说，虽然相信神的这个创世纪的一章，但是到了今天呢？不信的意思了。
So although they believe in Genesis chapter 1, but until today they don't believe any longer.
我们的上帝很久很久以前创造了这个世上。
That many, many, long, long time ago, God created the world.
但是到了今天呢，我们的上帝呢，不会再来做什么事情。
But today, God is not going to do anything.
不是的了。
That isn't the case.
看第五节。
Verse 5.
所以呢，他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天并从水而出借水而成的地故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了
Verse 5, for this they willfully forget that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of water and in the water. Verse 6, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water.
你看我们的上帝呢在过去做了什么事情
So in the past God did something.
到了今天我们的上帝不会做什么事情
Today God cannot do much.
不要这样想
No, don't think that way.
看第七节
Verse 7,
但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直流到不敬虔之人受审判，遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。
Verse 7, but the heavens and the earth which are now being preserved by the same word are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perditions of the ungodly men.
那么华文有一点没有那么清楚的翻译的。
Chinese is not so correctly interpreted.
这里说那命令这样来翻译的。
And so it was, yeah, 那命令。
这个正确来翻译的话 the same word.
In English.
同样的 一句话咯.
In English, it's translated as the same word.
我们的上帝以前说要有光，就有了光了.
So when God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
哦，今天我们的上帝说你去台湾，那么我们的上帝也会完成他所讲的.
And so if God said go to Taiwan, then God will also fulfill what He actually commanded.
我们的上帝以前用神的话来创造一切的。
So God used the word of God to create all things in the past.
以后也是我们的上帝不是向我们开枪，也是用神的话来审判一切的了。
So God will not shoot us with His gun, but rather He will actually judge us by the same word.
耶稣再来的时候，向这个敌人来开枪，不是的了。
So when Jesus come again, He's not going to shoot people with His weapon gun.
耶稣再来的时候，我也不想到耶稣再来的时候，你们死。 这样的话，反对我们的，通通会死。
And so when Jesus comes, perhaps He will say that you will perish. Then all those objectors will all die.
那么耶稣再来的时候发生地震，地啊，这个翻开，吃掉他们。这样的话，突然间发生地震。
And so maybe Jesus come and say that earth split open and the earth will swallow them up, and then there will be an earthquake that actually happen, perhaps.
我们的上帝以后也是用他的话来做一切的事情。
And so God will use His word to do all things in the future.
真的是这样吗？
Is that true?
我们看启示录第十九章，
Revelation chapter 19,
第十一节，
verse 11.
在那边说，我们的上帝仍然用他的话来处理所有的事情。
There He says that He continued to use the word of God to deal with all things.
然后到了第十五节，
verse 15.
看第十五节，
verse 15，
请有利剑从他口中出来。你看，我们的上帝发出什么命令了？
So as God released His command，
不晓得蚱蜢啊过来吃掉他的肉，我也不知道。
Perhaps God will say that locusts come and eat His flesh。
肯定的是，上帝命令说发生地震。
But what we are certain is that God said that let there be earthquake。
结果人类从来没有经历过的那么大的地震发生。
And the great earthquake that mankind never experienced before would happen.
我已经说了，这里的剑是神的话咯。
And here I say sword represents the word of God.
我们的主耶稣发出命令的时候，圣灵和天使们也一起出去。
So as Lord Jesus released the word of God, the angels and the Holy Spirit will be released together.
那是也是我们的上帝用他的话咯。
And so at that time, Jesus will also use the word.
明白吗？我们这个彼得后书第三章第三节到第七节的内容。
Understand it contains 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 3 to 7.
创造这个世上的时候，我们的上帝用他的话来做了一切。
When God created the world, God used the word to create all things.
现在今天，现在将来我们的上帝呢，用同样的话来做工。
Presently and also in the future, God will continue use the word of God to do His word.
所以除了上帝的话以外，不要
So other than the word of God, don't listen to any others.
除了上帝的旨意以外，不要听。
Other than the word of God, other than the will of God, don't listen to any others.
好好做崇拜的重要性在这里。
Properly do our worship, that's important.
好好做崇拜是什么意思？
What does it mean to properly do worship?
我愿意把我的想法、看法、我的努力、我的计划放下来，然后愿意。 愿意听你的话，愿意接受你的话的意思。
I'm willing to put on my own thinking, to my diligence, my own plan and purpose, and to listen to what you want to say.
所以呢，崇拜的成功就是人生的成功了。
And therefore, the success of our worship, the success of our life.
真的好好控这个什么听神的话了。
So properly listen to the word.
我们看这个创世纪第四章，
Genesis chapter 4,
第七节，
verse 7。
该隐为什么灭亡？
Why did Cain fail?
该隐为什么灭亡？
Why did he perish?
你若行得好，
Now if you do well,
岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好， 罪就伏在门前。
Now will you not be accepted? But and if you do not do well, sin lies at the door.
这里的你若行得好是什么意思？
What does it mean that if you do well?
如果你相信神的话的话，没问题啊。Now
if you believe in the word of God, everything will be fine.
你相信神的话才能得胜。If
you believe in the word of God, that's how you become victorious.
你不信神的话。But
if you don't believe in the word of God,
这里的罪是什么呢？
And what does it mean by sin here?
撒旦的想法，撒旦的 感情，撒旦的决断的意思。
So sin here refers to Satan's knowledge, emotions, and his decision.
现在撒旦的话伏在门前。
Now the word of Satan lies at the door.
这里的门是什么呢？
And what is this door?
你的灵的意思。
So this door refers to your spirit.
你的思想的意思。
Your thoughts.
你的感受的意思。
Your emotions.
你的决断的意思。
And your decision.
现在撒旦的思想，撒旦的感情，撒旦的决断，抓住了。 你的思想，抓住了你的感情，抓住了你的那个是什么？
决断。 And so the thoughts of the emotions, the thoughts and emotions, and as well as the decisions of Satan, hold on to your thoughts, emotions, and your decision. And he desires for you. And he desires, means to say, impulse.
사단的思想, 사단的感受, 사단的那个什么呢? 这个决断的冲动你啊?
And so the thought of Satan, the emotions of Satan, and as well as the decision of Satan is impulsing you.
现在不高兴吗?
Are you unhappy right now?
不是你不高兴,
it's not you that's unhappy.
撒旦冲动你的缘故啊,
it's Satan that caused you to be impulsive.
现在很惧怕吗?
Are you in fear right now?
不是你自己本身惧怕,
it's not you who are in fear.
现在撒旦冲动你的,
now Satan is causing you to be impulsive in your emotions.
现在你不敢相信吗?
Do you not want to believe?
不是你,
though? It's not you actually.
现在撒旦冲动你的, 这个信心,
it was Satan that actually caused you to be impulsive in your own faith.
不要以为这个是我的感受.
So don't think that this is your own emotions.
惧怕担心忧虑, 圣经说圣灵里面没有这些的东西.
Worries, fears, and anxiety, the Bible says the Holy Spirit don't contain any of it.
不高兴, 生气, 愤怒, 圣灵里面没有这些的东西.
Unhappiness, angry, and all this, this is not of the Holy Spirit.
所以现在不高兴吗?
And so are you unhappy right now?
现在那个什么, 这个, 很, 惧怕, 担心, 忧虑吗?
Are you filled with fears, worries, and anxieties?
现在叹息出来吗?
Do you have this side?
不要以为是你。
So don't think that that's you.
现在撒旦怎么样呢? 冲动你的缘故了。
Now the devil is causing you to be impulsive.
不要接受。
So don't accept any of it.
不要接受否定的思想.
Don't accept all these negative thoughts.
不要接受惧怕担心忧虑的.
Don't accept all these fears, worries, and anxieties.
不要接受绝望.
Don't accept this despair.
不要接受这个沮丧.
Don't accept this kind of sadness.
相信神的话了.
So believe in the word of God.
上帝为什么拯救你?
Why did God save you?
为什么上帝让你 在这儿?
Why God call you here?
上帝为什么让你读什么课?
Why God allow you to study some course?
为的是让你生养众多遍满这地治理这地.
So to be fulfilled, to multiply the field, the earth, to subdue and to rule over the land.
忍耐一点.
So persevere a bit.
感谢赞美.
Give thanks and praise God.
为什么我们的上帝愿意透过你现在你所读的事情或者是你要做的事情来要彰显出他的荣耀?
Because God is willing that through what you're studying now or what you're doing right now to manifest His power and glory.
但是撒旦过来抓住你的事, 抓住你的感情, 抓住你的决断, 然后冲动你啊,
and so but the Satan will come and hold up to your thoughts, your emotion, as well as your decision, and will cause you to become impulsive.
现在你不高兴吗?
So right now are you unhappy?
我告诉你吧,不是你。
Tell us beside you, it is not you. Because that's Satan that is causing you to be impulsive.
那么现在我们的上帝怎么说呢?
So what did God say here?
你却要制服他。
He said that you should rule over it.
不要接受冲动。
Do not accept this impulsiveness.
用神的话来控制了。
But to control it with the word of God.
用神的话来践踏了。
To trample it with the word of God.
很多很多的时候我们觉得是自己,对不对?
Many of the time that you think that it's yourself.
其实圣经告诉我们说不是你啊。
But the Bible says it's not you.
是。 撒旦冲动你的缘故,
it is the Satan that caused you to become rash.
弄清楚,
now be clear with that.
今天也是, 以前也是我们的上帝用他的话来做工, 今天也用他的话来做工。
So in the past God used his word to do works, today he will continue to use his word to do his work.
所以呢, 有的时候看英文,
so sometimes read English.
The same word,
that says the same word,
同样的话来 治理这地,
he ruled the earth with the same word.
彼得后书第三章第七节不要忘记了。
That's the 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 7.
那么我们已经看了启示录第十九章第十一节到第十五节，真的是我们的上帝以后也是用他的话来审判一切的了。
And we read as well in Revelation chapter 19 verse 11 to 15, God will continue to use his word to judge all things.
当然有的时候我们的上帝直接告诉我们。
Sometimes God will speak to us directly.
有的时候透过天使来告诉我们。
Sometimes God will speak to us through his angels.
很多的时候透过牧师来跟你讲话。
Many of the time that God will speak to us through pastors.
不管是透过天使也好, 上帝直接跟你讲话也好, 透过牧师来告诉你也好, 接受神的话了。
So whether is it through the angels, whether is it through pastor, whether is it directly to you, accept the word of God.
因为神的话里面有能力了。
Because the word of God contains power.
你接受神的话的时候, 圣灵和天使过来帮帮你。
Now as we accept the word of God, the angels and the Holy Spirit will come and help us.
所以保罗也说什么话呢?
So what did Paul say?
他说,现在我讲的不要以为是我的话。
And Paul says that whatever that I'm speaking, it's not of my words.
是。 神的话了,
but that's the word of God.
所以好好听神的话，好好做崇拜的重要性在这里。
So properly listen to the word of God and properly do worship. That's important.
在这边，现在我们的上帝透过姜牧师来告诉你们神的话了。
As a pastor, God is speaking to us through Pastor Kang, releasing the word of God to you.
所以告诉你旁边的不要打瞌睡。
Tell the person beside you, don't fall asleep.
认真的听神的话。
But to listen to the word diligently.
因为我刚刚也没有说话。你没有听神的话的话，其他的都是怎么样的？撒旦抓住你的思想而来的。
Did I say that if you don't listen to the word of God, all those kind of thoughts are Satan holding on to?
你觉得现在还那么现在没有来做崇拜咯？
Now you think that you never come to do worship?
很高兴。
And you are happy over it.
那个高兴是从哪里来？
No, the happiness and pleasure
从撒旦而来。
Comes from Satan.
不是你。
It's not from you.
好，现在你赚了很多的钱。
Now if you earn a lot of money,
都一样样。
Are you happy over it?
不是从上帝而来的。
It doesn't come from God.
是从撒旦而来的。
It comes from Satan.
很多很多的东西是怎么样的？撒旦冲动我们的缘故了。
Many of the things is caused by Satan.
不要以为是自己的想法看法。
To act rashly, it's not your own thoughts and opinions.
没有地上没有种地的了。
There is no neutral ground here.
听神的话，或者是听撒旦的话而已啊。
It's either you hear from the word of God or you hear from the words of Satan.
所以牧师在这边说什么话的时候，不要以为是这个人的话。
As pastors say certain words, don't think that these are the words of man.
一定要明白是从上帝而来的话。
But to understand that all these are words from God.
那么有一天，我们的上帝透过天使来跟玛利亚。这个说话了。
So there was one day that God spoke to Mary through an angel.
那是玛利亚怎么样呢？怎么接受呢
？How did Mary accept it？
她没有做什么。
She didn't do anything.
就是阿门来接受神的话了。
She just accepted by saying Amen.
阿门是很重要。
Amen is important.
今天的经文是启示录第三章第二十节到第二十一节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 to 21. Today's topic, today's scriptures.
今天我要讲的重点是阿门的重要性。
Today's main point is the importance. Importance of Amen.
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 现在玛利亚还没结婚了。
So Mary was not married.
她根本不认识男孩子了。
And Mary don't know any man.
也跟男孩子没有同房了。
And he never consummated himself.
怎么怀孕？
How would she be pregnant?
怎么生孩子？
How would she be able to give birth?
但是上帝说，你不知道不认识男孩子，没有跟男孩子同房，但是呢，你可以怀孕。
Although that you never know man, you never consummate with man, but you are able to conceive.
我们看一下路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
二十六节到第二十七节。
26-27.
现在天使过来告诉这个把神的话。告诉玛利亚的。
And so an angel came and told Mary the word of God.
那时玛利亚是还没结婚。
And Mary was unmarried at the time.
还没跟男孩子同房。
And Mary hasn't consummated with the man.
所以呢，这个我们看第三十节。
Verse 30.
三十节，请天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕。”你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，不要乱讲。
Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb. No, don't anyhow say these words.
所以呢，她不能相信嘛。
So she couldn't believe, right?
所以呢，我这个天使呢，举个两个例子了。
And so this angel raised up two examples.
第一个例子是什么呢？
The first one is,
她要伟大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他还有第三十三节，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
3:2 he says he will be great and will be called the son of the highest and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever and of his kingdom there will be no end.
你听神的话的时候能够做王。
Now when you listen to the word of God you can become king.
你听神的话的话能够生养众多遍满这地治理这地管理万物。
When you listen to the word of God you can be fruitful to multiply to fill the earth to subdue and to rule over the land.
不要认为是什么公司。才能决定我的居留证。
And so don't think that any company will be the one that decides my visa.
不要以为台湾政府才能决定我的居留证。
Or some Taiwan government will be the one that decides my visa.
或者是韩国卫理公会才能保障我的生活费。
Or that the Korean Methodist Church will be the one that provide my allowance.
我刚去台湾的时候没有这样想。
When I went to Taiwan, I never think of anything.
肯定上帝呼召我了。
And I'm sure that God called me.
上帝让我来台湾了。
God made me here to Taiwan.
那么他有方法处理。
And he has a way to deal with it.
什么时候?
When did that happen?
我也不知道,
I'm not sure.
但是一定会出的,
but I know that he would deal with it.
那么生活费呢?
What about the living expenses?
我也不知道,
I'm not sure.
很多人这个一直鼓励, 哎呀, 你去韩国, 哦, 站回那边找看看, 说不脱。
So many people actually said, you go to Korean church.
Sponsor, sponsor. 啊, 一样的了, supporter, sponsor. 都很难, 很难理解的 vocabulary.
Go and find your Korean church a sponsor.
那是我心里面有什么想法呢?
What kind of thoughts do I have inside of me?
我是乞丐吗?
So am I a beggar?
我是上帝的孩子。
I'm the child of God.
我是王子来的。
I'm a prince.
我是王子。
I'm a prince.
我命令才对呀。
That I should command.
我不是, 求你。
That I'm not saying, please.
很多人一直嘲笑我,
and many people mock him.
不是的人让呼召我的是上帝了,
the one that called me is God.
让我来台湾的是上帝了,
the one that called me to Taiwan, that's
我没有疑惑,
God. I never doubted that.
不是我的决定了,
it's not my decision.
以后的事情他会负责,
and whatever that happened in the future, God will take care.
以后他一定会让我做王,
God will cause me to become a king.
他, 我们的上帝会做我的王,
and God will become my king.
他为了让我来台湾然后饿死, 我不信。
So I don't believe that God called me to Taiwan to starve me to death.
因为没有钱的话我会饿死嘛?
If you have no money, you would die of hunger, right?
但是我根本一秒钟也没有这样想过。
But I never once think about that.
所以有没有钱是不关我的事。
Whether I have money or not, that's not my business.
那么给我五块，那么吃五块了。
If I have $5, I eat $5.
那么给我十块，吃十块了。
And if I have $10, then I'll eat $10.
哪一个人说吃五块的话很不行?
People say, who says that $5 you will not be filled?
有这样的。 证据吗?
Any proof of that?
那么吃十块的才幸福?
Then 10, then you will be more happier?
有什么这样的证据吗?
Is there any proof of that?
为什么吃五块的话很糟糕呢?
Why are you terrible eating $5?
啊, 没有衣服穿?
If you have no clothes
不是,
to wear?
不, 没有穿你这个, 衣服没有那么多?
You don't eat, wear much clothes?
衣服很多才算是幸福吗?
Are you happy with many clothes?
哪一个人这样决定呢?
Who decides all this?
你自己决定了你啊?
You're the one that decides this, right?
我看圣经的时候圣经没有这样讲。
So when I read the Bible never say any of this.
圣经以外为什么你想其他的呢?
Other than the word of God, why are you thinking of any others?
不是吗?
Isn't it?
吃饱饱得到糖尿病了你啊?
You eat so full and then you got diabetes.
那么有冷气才算是很好?
Is it good only when there's aircon?
没有了。
No.
有风扇也够了。
Fan is good enough.
没有风扇。
If there's no fan,
因着这个事情,师母有一点受伤心咯。
Because of this, Mrs. Gunn's a little bit hurt.
啊, 天气热,
so hot.
可不可以买一这个风扇?
Can I have a fan?
我说, 你的心很急。
And I said that your heart is in anxiety.
平静。
Just be in peace.
平静的话会流汗。
Because when you're in peace, you sweat.
不会热。
But you will not be hot.
什么时候热呢?
When will you feel the heat?
心急的时候。
When you're in anxiety.
那么天气热的话会流汗。
And so when the weather is hot, you will sweat.
但是心平静的话不会感觉到热。
But if you are in peace, you will not feel the heat. I repented after.
真的,你问师母,以前我是这样。
So I asked Mrs. Gong, I was like this.
那凭什么有电风扇才算是幸福?
How do you consider happiness with the electric fan?
那个是圣经没有这样讲。
The Bible never said that, right?
过程而已啊,
it's just a process.
因为圣经说,要进入迦南地的话,一定要经过旷野。
Now the Bible says the answer to the land of Canaan, you have to pass through the wilderness, right?
因为圣经这样告诉我们的话,你为什么要拒绝旷野?
When the Bible says that, why are you rejecting wilderness then?
你没有这个权利了。
He doesn't have the right to.
为什么违背圣经?
Why do you violate the Bible?
要进入迦南地,一定要经过这个什么旷野。
To get into the land of Canaan, you would have to pass through this wilderness.
然后最后一定要渡过这约旦河。
Then you need to pass over.
渡过这约旦河是什么意思?
The Jordan River, what does it mean then?
杀掉老我的意思了。
It's to put to death your old self.
圣经这样讲的话,你凭什么来写你自己的圣经?
If the Bible say that, then what, by what right are you writing your own Bible?
肯定的是什么呢?
Be sure is.
最后的得胜就是我。
The final victor is me.
那圣经这样讲嘛?
Because the Bible say that, right?
过程嘛,过程,对不对?
It's process.
好,看第34节。
34?
那个玛利亚对天使说,我没有出嫁,怎么有这样的事,你不要这样反应了。
So you don't respond this way.
不要找借口,不要看环境,不可能,怎么可以呢? 你告诉你旁边,你不要这样反应。
So tell the person beside you, don't respond with excuse or like, how is it possible by the environment? And so the angel gave two examples. And so
the angel gave two examples. 况且你的亲戚这个伊丽莎伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。35.
And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her own age, and this is now the 6th month for her who was called barren."
第一个例子是什么呢?
The first example is
亚伯兰的太太不能怀孕.
The Abraham's wife was barren, right?
那是至高者的能力临到她的身上了.
And the power of the highest come upon her.
结果呢，生孩子了.
And then she conceived a son.
伊丽莎伯也是年纪大.
Elizabeth as well, she was old.
但是圣灵临到她的身上.
But the Holy Spirit come upon her.
现在怀孕已经六个月了.
And she's conceived a child for 6 months.
你告诉你旁边的，不要疑惑上帝的能力.
Tell them beside you, don't doubt on the power of God.
很感谢说玛利亚 听了两个例子，然后他接受神的话了。
And so Mary heard this two examples and she accepted the word of God.
然后第37节
37.
37，因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
For with God, nothing will be impossible.
你看上帝说什么话的话。 有能力的,
so when God says something, there is power in it.
圣灵和天使出来一起帮忙的缘故了,
because the Holy Spirit and the angels will come together and help it.
要明白神的话有两刃的剑。
Understand that the word of God is two-edged sword.
玛利亚说, 我是主的使女, 情愿照你的话, 成就我身上。
And then Mary says, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your words."
这里说，情愿照你的话，成就在我身上太长。用两个字来说的话， Amen.
So let it be to me according to your word. In short, it say Amen.
Amen 是那么重要.
So Amen is so important.
真的是，等一下我告诉你们， Amen 是。 我也最近才明白了阿们的重要性。
So recently I understand the importance of Amen.
听神的话的时候呢，说阿们。
So as we listen to the word of God, we say Amen.
不要动动脑筋了。
Don't rack your minds.
因为情愿照你的话，成就在我身上太长。
So let it be to me according to your word. This is too long for words.
这句话跟阿们是同一个意思。
It's the same meaning as Amen.
今天我们真的是这个要明白这个阿们的重要性。
We gotta understand the importance of Amen today.
真的，我们开口来。 时时刻刻说阿们。
So as we open our mouth, we timely every time we say Amen.
阿们的时候发生什么事情？
So as we say Amen, what will happen to us?
耶稣才能进来我们里面。
And that's when Jesus will come inside of us.
以前我不知道了，这个启示录第三章第20节到第21节，真的是以前是没有那么清楚理解。
I wasn't very clear of this content last time when I read Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, 21.
没有那么清楚理解耶稣什么时候进来我们里面。
I don't really understand when would Jesus come inside of us.
以前没有那么清楚理解三位一体的神什么时候进来我们里面。
Or to understand when would this Trinity God come inside of us.
最近经历了赶鬼的事情，才明白了阿门的重要性。
Recently, when we actually do deliverance, then I understand the importance of Amen.
最近这个我们这个李牧师把有一个被鬼附身的女孩子介绍给我了。
And so recently, Pastor Lee actually introduced a woman that was possessed to us.
所以呢，这个我跟她住的地方距离几千公里。
And so the place that she dwells, resides in, and me, the distance is about thousands of miles.
所以呢，用 Zoom 来见面了。
And so we meet one another through Zoom.
第一次面对这个逆种的鬼。
It was my first time to meet with this kind of evil spirit.
第一天，这个鬼呢不怕我。
And so this evil spirit the first day was not afraid of me.
当然原因在哪里以后说明。
I will talk about this next time.
今天时间上我不要说明。
Because of time, I'm not going to explain further.
然后 结束的时候发现到这个是内在的问题。
Then after we ended, we realized that it was an inner problem.
所以呢，这个第二天啊，再用Zoom来见面了。
So the second day we use Zoom and we meet again.
然后开始分享神的话了。
So I start to share the word of God.
你知道吗？我说什么话，说明神的话，然后你阿门。
So when I explain the word of God, I say you have to say Amen.
And 开口。
And she did that, and I say, open your mouth.
奉耶稣的命令开口。
So I say, in the name of Jesus, open your
说,
mouth.
Amen.
Say, Amen.
Amen.
Amen, she said.
再来说明神的话。
So I explained the word of God again, and then she did that again.
开口。
And then I said, open your
你说,
mouth.
Amen.
Say, Amen.
她说不得不, Amen.
She said, I was forced to say, Amen.
Amen, Amen, Amen的时候, 你知道吗？这个鬼势力越来越弱下去。After
several times of saying Amen, the power of the stronghold get lessened.
所以为什么鬼呢？鬼呢不让我们开口？So
why did the devil not cause us to open our mouth?
不让我们说 Amen.
Why cause us not to say Amen?
所以听神的话的时候，你为什么你那么安静呢
？Now as we listen to the word, why are we so quiet?
不是你啊。
That isn't you.
鬼抓住你的口。
It's because the devil grabbed hold of your mouth.
才明白了, Amen的时候耶稣才能进来。
You understand that when you amen, that's the time when Jesus will come in.
神的百姓不知道这个真理。
Now the people of God don't know this truth.
鬼知道了。
But yet the devil knows this truth.
结果不让他开口。
And so he stopped her from opening the mouth. Yeah, he did that.
哦,不让他开口。
So the devil stopped her from opening the mouth.
因为鬼知道了 Amen 的重要性。
Because the devil understands the importance of Amen.
Amen 是什么意思？
What does it mean by Amen?
情愿照神的话成就在我身上的意思。
It's the meaning that let it be to me according to your word.
接受神的话的话，神的话跟耶稣不能分开。
As we accept the word of God will not depart from me.
为什么神的话跟耶稣不能分开呢？
But the word of God cannot depart from Jesus. Why is it so?
那么分享那个之前，我们先弄清楚阿门的重要性。
Before we share that, we can understand the importance of Amen first.
虽然你听神的话的时候，阿门了。
Now as we listen to the word, we say Amen.
我们的主耶稣现在医治这些人，这样都阿门了。
Lord, may you heal all those people. Then you just Amen.
我们的主耶稣以这个释放你。 这些人的经济，那么阿门了。
Lord Jesus, may you release the finances. Then just amen and receive it.
没想到我们上帝的百姓不知道这个真理。
I can't understand that why people of God don't understand this truth.
魔鬼那么清楚知道。
But the devil understands this truth.
结果呢，绝对不让那个姐妹来开口。
And so,
说阿门。
The devil stopped the sister from saying amen.
真的我们阿门的时候，上帝的能力才能出现吗？
That when we say amen, it's true that the power of God will be released.
我们看一下哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
18节到第22节。
18-22.
所以呢，你再来告诉你旁边的千万不要讲否定的话。
Tell the person beside you, don't speak negative words.
只是问了是不是上帝的旨意。
But to us, is this the will of God?
还不明白上帝的旨意的话，为了知道。
Now, if you don't know the will of God, then because you want to know the will of God, pray for that.
那么你肯定了上帝的旨意的话, 忍耐了。
Now, if you know that that is the will of God, then persevere.
不要说不可能。
Don't say that it's impossible.
我试过。
I've tried it.
我挑战过。
I've challenged it.
我申请过。
I've applied.
但是没有方法。
But there is no way.
不要这样。
Don't say that.
阿门了。
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
看第一章18节，请我指着信实的神说，我们向你们所传的道，并没有是而又废的，只有怎么样，在耶稣基督里面，这是怎么样的 ？Yes. Yes.
That in Lord Jesus, there's only yes.
没有 no 的。
There is no no.
因为我和希拉并提摩太在你们中间所传神的儿子耶稣基督。 总没有是而又废的，在他只有是。
Then verse 19, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him was yes.
看第二次，请神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的。 所以借着他也都是实在，你看，阿门，原文是阿门的了，都是阿门的了。
For all the promises of God in him are yes and in him amen to the glory of God through us.
진대니 단성자의 신자포 부수 위에로 스파이 단성자죠.
Now you're born in Singapore is not for the sake of failure that's why you're born here.
진대니 성빙 부수 상태도 지이.
Now today that you are sick it's not the will of God.
진대니 빈총 부수 상태도 지이.
Today you're in poverty that's not the will of God.
스파이 부수 상태도 지이.
Failure is not the will of God.
니 지지
Because you're rejecting the word of God.
나는 매일 예수 사단의
And that you're accepting this devil's thought.
매일 예수로 사단의 감정로.
Accepting the emotions of the devil.
매일 예수로 사단의 죄등로.
Accept the decisions of the devil.
나는 自己 매일 주 매우 방법.
And every day.
不可能.
You say, it's impossible. God, it's impossible. I've tried it.
我也试过.
I've tried before.
但是没有放弃过.
But I never give up.
不试过不一定第一次成功.
Try, but it may not be successful the first time.
不一定.
It may not be, right?
这是肯定上帝的护照.
But I'm sure of the calling of God.
你看，所以借着他也都是阿门的了.
And so in Him are yes, and in Him amen.
这样做的时候发生什么事情呢？真的是上帝的能力出来吗？
Is it true that the power of God will be released?
叫神因我们得荣耀。
To the glory of God through us.
还有第二十二节，二十一节。
21.
那在基督里坚固我们和你们，并且高我们的就是神，他又用印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。你看，我们阿门来接受神的话的时候，圣灵过来，当当当当盖章。
As we accept the word of God by amen, then the Holy Spirit will come and seal us. It's very clearly written here, right? It's very simple for us to overcome the devils. How should we overcome the devil?
Amen!
Say amen!
我真的是没有那么清楚知道昨天经历这个事情过后，阿门。
So after I experienced what happened yesterday, then I understand that the power of Amen is so powerful.
那个姐妹 Amen 的时候，才能慢慢的医治她内在的问题。
As the sister say Amen, that's how her inner problem has been healed.
所以神给我的感动是不要赶鬼。
So God gave me the prompting not to just do deliverance.
因为还没建立她了。
Because she was not made up yet.
还没建立她的情况下，赶鬼的话，这个鬼出来害。
That if she never get properly dealt with herself, then all this devil will come out and to harm the people around her.
害其他的人的话，我们李牧师教会的信徒糟糕了。
And so if she really come out and harm, then pastor's lead church member will be in terrible trouble.
当然在那边有第二个江牧师的话还可以。
Of course, if there's a second pastor coming, it's still fine.
因为可以保护嘛。
They can protect, right?
但是在那边没有人能够依附。
But there's nobody there to take hold of that situation.
所以本来是赶鬼。
So at first, I want to deliver.
但是现在的决定呢，先。 建立他的灵命
But I decided that right now that we should build his spiritual life.
因为万一赶鬼的话，赶鬼的意思什么呢？ 让鬼来去地狱，不是这个的意思。
So when we do casting out, it's not to send it to hell.
这是移动到别的地方去了。
But we're just transferring that thing to somewhere else.
其实它危险咯。
So actually, it's too trapped.
我住在这个姐妹里面比较安全。
No, I stay here. It's more safe.
那个鬼刚刚这样讲。
So the devil dare to say that.
我出去的话，我会害别人。
If I go out, I will harm the other people.
所以我骂他咯。
And so I scold him.
你连一根头发也不能害别人。
Not a single hair can you touch other people.
闭口。
Shut up.
安静。
Shut up.
你去太平洋的深海里面。
You have to go to the deep sea in the Mediterranean Sea.
那个地方我不要去。
That place I don't want to go to.
不是我们不要去。
It's not saying me, but us.
意思说军队的鬼的意思。
It's actually a legion.
所以慢慢知道这个是不是现在不是赶鬼的时间。
They understand that this is not the time of deliverance.
真的是赶鬼的话，我们李牧师教会的信徒糟糕了。
That if really it's a casting out demon, then the church members and possibly church will be in trouble.
神的话来先医治他的内在的问题。
They first have to use the word of God to heal the inner problems that she's going through.
还要建立我们李牧师教会信徒的灵命。
And to build the spiritual life of the members.
刚强起来了。
So as they are strengthened.
那是赶鬼。
Then at a time we cast out the demons. And the demons will not be able to attack them. No matter what is said, Amen is really powerful.
没想到 哥林多后书 第1章第18节到第22节那么清楚地告诉我们 Amen的时候荣耀出现。
And so 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 to 22 says that when we say Amen, the glory of God will be released.
为什么有这样的这个道理呢?
Why is it such theory?
多进一步理解这个人类的历史
Study a little bit further on the history of mankind
原来上帝为什么创造我们
Why did God create us
为的是跟我们一起来生活
So that he can live with us
但是人吃了分别上的树上的果子
But man eat from the tree of good and evil
意思说人决定了用自己的理性自己的知识自己的判断来生活
That means man has decided to use their own thinkings and opinions and judgment to live their life
这就是撒旦的
Now that is the words of Satan.
这就是撒旦的感情.
That is the emotions of Satan.
这就是撒旦的决定.
That is the decisions of Satan.
所以很多人自己想什么东西.
Many people start to think of something.
圣经来看的话，那个思想是从撒旦而来.
The Bible we see in Bible perspective, that thoughts come from the Satan.
很多人认为靠着
People will think that, you know, I relied on God to earn money.
如果你靠着你的理性、你的知识、你的判断来赚钱的话，其实是从撒旦而来的。
Now, if you earn money according to your own rationality, our own thinkings and opinions, that's actually from the devil.
为什么呢?
Why so?
人吃 分别上了树上的果子,
Now man eat from the tree of good and evil.
意思说，人靠着自己的理性、自己的知识、自己的判断来生活的话。 一定变成撒旦的饭
So as men rely on their own rationality, knowledge, and judgment to live, it's equal to man becoming the food of Satan.
撒旦吃什么?
So what did Satan eat on?
我们看看一下创世纪第3章第14节
Genesis chapter 3 verse 14
真的是会变成撒旦的饭吗?
Will really become the food for Satan?
14节
14
14节 请耶和华神对蛇说撒旦了我们看启示录第12章第7节到第9节的时候这里讲的蛇是撒旦
Revelation chapter 12 verse 7 to 9 says that the serpent actually refers to the devil
为什么这个亚当吃了分别上了树上的果子呢
Why did Adam eat from the tree of good and evil?
为什么他愿意靠着自己的理性、自己的知识、自己的判断来生活呢?
Why does he want to live according to his own rationality, his knowledge, and judgment?
用自己的理性、用自己的知识、用自己的判断是从撒旦而来的。
Because this rationality, this judgment, and knowledge comes from Satan.
这就是吃了分别上了树上的果子的意思。
That is the meaning of eating from the tree of good and evil.
现在亚当 决定了靠着自己的理性、自己的知识、自己的判断来生活。
So Adam has decided to live by his own rationality, his knowledge, and his own judgment.
我们说这就是堕落。
Then we call that as falling away.
我们这样堕落的话，变成怎么样呢？
Now if we fall away,
撒旦的饭。
We become the food of
真的吗?
Satan.
真的吗？我们接下来请，你既做了这事，必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜。 野兽更深 你必用肚子行走终身吃土
Because you have done this you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field On your belly you shall go and you shall eat dust all the days of your life
这里的终身是什么意思呢?
Now all the days of your life yes
直到百步审判台
It's all the way until the white throne of judgment
结束了千年王国
After the Millennial Kingdom,
然后我们的上帝安排最后的审判。
Then God will arrange the last judgment.
那时才审判这个撒旦。
Then God will judge Satan at the time.
那时才把撒旦丢在火湖里面。
Throwing him into the lake of fire.
所以呢，这里的终身是什么呢？
Now here says all your life.
从亚当的堕落，从那天开始，直到最后的审判。
From the falling away of Adam all the way until the final judgment then.
撒旦有权利吃什么?
So Satan has the right to eat.
泥土.
Eat dust, right?
他进去火湖里面之前呢, 他的食物是泥土。
Before he go into the lake of fire, his food is dust.
我们看 第三章第十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
啊，这里的泥土是什么呢
？What is this dust here?
啊，第三章第十九节。你本是泥土。
Now you are dust.
啊，这里的泥土是谁呢
？So dust here refers.
泥土是堕落的人。
So dust are people that fall away.
啊，这里的泥土是谁呢
？Who are the dust here?
啊，吃分别善恶树上的果子的人。
People from eat from the tree of good and evil.
这里的泥土是谁呢
？What is the dust here?
啊，这里的泥土就是啊，靠着理性知识自己的判断来生活的人。
Dust are the one that should rely on their own rationality, knowledge, and judgment to live.
很恐怖咯。
Terrifying, right?
我们一出生。已经是撒旦的份了。
Now when we are born, we are the food for Satan already.
信主是什么呢
？So what does it mean by being a believer?
你一出生是撒旦的份。
That when you are born, you are the food of Satan.
你一出生生活在撒旦的王国里面。
That when you are born, you are living in the kingdom of Satan.
然后我们接受神的话，相信耶稣的时候，我们才能离开撒旦的王国。
So we accept the word of God. We accept Jesus. That's how we depart from the kingdom of Satan.
所以呢，你没有听神的话来做的事。那么伟大
So if we never listen to the word of God and do it, it may be a great thing.
你做了总统
You become the president.
你做了长官
You become an officer.
你赚了那么多的钱
And you earn so much money.
你拿到了博士学位
And you got a doctorate.
啊，但是呢，你没有听神的话，不知道主耶稣来得到的都是怎么样的，是。在撒旦的王国里面得到的。
But if you never listen to the word of God without Jesus, all this that you receive is of the kingdom of Satan.
很重要的呢，撒旦的饭是什么呢
？The food of Satan is
泥土。
It's dust.
泥土是谁呢
？And dust is
吃分别善恶树上的果子。
People that eat from the tree of good and evil.、
更正确的翻译到自己说对不对
？Correctly interpreted people that decide good or
wrong. 自己说是非。
People that think correct or incorrect.
你没有这个权利。
So you don't have this right, actually.
上帝说去，那么去了。
Now、God say go, then you go.
上帝说没有问题，那么没有问题了。
God say no problem, then no problem.
你自己不要说，哎呀，我、很多次、做过，很多次、这个申请过，我很多次努力过，但是一直不行。
Now, I've done many times.
你自己不要判断是非对不对。
So you don't be the one to judge whether it's good or bad, correct or not correct.
只是问上帝了。
But just ask God.
我现在听你的旨意吗
？Am I listening to your will right now?
啊，或者是对的话，需要多忍耐吗
？If it's right, then should I persevere?
然后感谢赞美喜乐。
And give thanks and rejoice.
不关你的事。
It doesn't concern me.
好好吃你阳春阳春面。
So just probably eat noodles.
台湾很出名的，很便宜，最便宜的是阳春面。
Cheapest noodles in Taiwan is 阳春面。
台湾的面里面最便宜的。
That's cheapest noodle in Taiwan.
然后贵一点的话，牛肉面。
Yeah, if it's more expensive, it's beef noodles.
阳春面是台币这个差不多30块嘛。
It's about $30.
牛肉面的话，台币80到120。
But for beef noodles, it's about 100.
我一年差不多一次吃牛肉面了。
Once a year we eat beef noodles.
哪里有钱台币这个80到120
Where do I have money to spend that's 80 to 100?
其实120的话，新币多少
？How much is 20?
20:1嘛。
20:1.
6块有利啊。
$6 for this beef noodles.
哪里有6块？哦，没有6块的。30块的话多少了？1块多了。
So、
所以我在那边的时候经常吃阳春面。
Very often in Taiwan, I eat this 阳春 noodle because it's just $1 plus in Singapore.
无论怎么样，这里讲圣经讲的泥土是靠着理性知识自己的判断来生活的。
So those are the people that actually live by the rationality, judgment, and knowledge of themselves.
他们是撒旦的饭。
And they are the food for Satan.
你靠着你的理性。等等来生活的话，撒旦一定会支配你。
And so if you live by your rationality, Satan will come and take hold of you.
所以呢，你在这边所做的事情那么伟大，也最后呢会灭亡。
And all that you do, even so that it's great, it will all perish one day.
啊，不要变成撒旦的饭。
So don't become the food of Satan.
你告诉你旁边的，不要变成这个撒旦的饭。
Tell them beside you, don't become the food of Satan.
这是问题在哪里呢
？What is the problem then?
人一出生都是撒旦的饭。
Once a man is born, it's all the food for Satan.
然后认识耶稣，慢慢的、慢慢的脱离这个埃及。
Then after we know Jesus, then slowly we depart from Egypt.
慢慢的、慢慢的脱离这个法老王。
Then we depart away from this Pharaoh king.
圣经说，你接受神的话的时候，变成怎么样呢？
The Bible says that when we accept the word of God.
对法老王来讲是变成神。
Then you'll become God to Pharaoh king.
所以不要考虑这个环境了.
So don't consider the environment.
不要用你的理性、用你的知识、用你的判断来随便说可以不可以.
So don't anyhow say yes or no, can or cannot by your rationality, judgment, and knowledge.
不知道的话跪下来.
If you don't know, kneel before God.
也不知道的话进食.
If you don't know, then continue to fast.
还不知道的话等.
If you don't know, then you wait.
有一天圣灵一定会让你知道.
One day the Holy Spirit will let you know the will of God.
那么知道的话，虽然辛苦， 但是忍耐。
Even so that it's hard, but if that's the will of God,
那就是感谢赞美起来。
Give thanks and rejoice God then.
不要随便叹息。
Don't anyhow sigh.
不要随便这个沮丧。
Don't anyhow become despair.
叹息、沮丧、痛苦，这都是怎么样呢？ 是从撒旦而来的想法、感情。 决断.
So sigh, despair, and the sadness, and all this kind of thing comes from the decisions and the emotions of Satan.
所以呢，今天我们的毛病是什么呢？
What is our problem today?
很多的事情是从撒旦而来的。
Many of the things comes from the Satan.
自己不知道而已啊。
It's just that we don't know about it.
自己认为是自己的想法看法。
We thought that that's our thoughts and thinkings.
不是的啦。
That isn't.
你看这个马太福音第16章
Matthew chapter 16
21节到第27节
21 to 27
耶稣说我要被钉于十字架死
Jesus said I have to be crucified
那是彼得反对了
Peter then rejected the idea
但是耶稣没有说那个是你的想法
But Jesus never said that's your thoughts
耶稣在23节告诉我们说 那个是撒旦的想法看法
Jesus at verse 23 says that that's Satan's thoughts and thinking
你看很多很多的是我们高兴不高兴对不对
No, many of the time we're happy or not happy right?
很多的时候我们自己说是非
Now usually we will say whether it's correct or not correct
很多的时候我们自己说对不对
We'll say correct or not correct
很多的时候我们自己说可以不可以
We'll justify whether it's can or cannot
其实人的思想、人的想法、人的判断是从撒旦而来的
Now man's thinking and opinions and judgment all come from Satan
那么最后呢一定会灭亡
Lastly, you all perish
所以没有听神的话来成功的不要羡慕了
Now, without the word of God and their successful, don't listen to any of them.
神的话抓住我的思想来做的才算是永远的
Now, with the word of God, hold on to my thoughts and that what we are doing, that's eternal.
但是靠着我们的努力能力来无法把这个撒旦赶出去
But by our own diligence and effort, we can't cast out this Satan.
什么时候耶稣进来我们里面然后把这个撒旦 从我们那边隔开呢?
Where will Jesus come inside of us and to cut us away, separate us away from all the Satan?
听神的话,
and when we listen 然后, to the word of God, and we say, Amen. Is that true?
好,我们看看这个约翰福音第三章,
John chapter 3,
20节到第21节,
20 to 21,
今天的经文咯,
today's scriptures,
现在才讲, 请凡作恶的, 便, 不是启示录，对不起，启示录第三章第二十节。
Sorry, Revelation chapter 3,
启示录第三章二十节到第二十一节。
20-21
看哪，我站在门外叩门，我站在你的思想、你的感情、你的决断那边。
So behold, I stand at the door, your knowledge, your emotions, and your own decision.
若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进他那里，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me.
现在神的话一直扣你的思想、你的感情、你的那个什么决定。
So the word of God continue to knock at your thinkings, your emotions, and your own decisions.
如果你开门,
Now, if you open the door,
对开门是什么意思呢?
What does it mean by open the door?
没想到, Amen 的意思。
It's actually Amen.
上帝说什么话的时候，你说阿门。
When God says something, just Amen.
你说情愿照你的话成就我的身上。
And He said, "Let it be done according to Your word."
不要反抗。
Don't rebel.
不要拒绝。
Don't reject.
很多很多的时候，我们都有自己的框子，对不对？
Many of the time, we have our own frame, right?
比如说，我没有习惯这样的崇拜。
For example, I'm not I don't have the habit for this kind of worship.
我很难接受方言祷告。
Very hard for me to accept tongues.
不可能。
It's impossible.
这是自己的框子嘛。
That's our own frame, right? So don't have it.
上帝说什么话的话，你。 你说情愿照你的话成就我的身上。
So no matter what God said, let it be done according to your word.
你说阿们。 So
you say amen.
牧师说你不会失败。
Pastor said, you will not fail. Then
你能够得到医治, amen.
You can receive healing.
这样做的时候，耶稣会进来我们里面，然后吃你啊。
That's how the Lord will come inside of you and eat with you.
然后这个吃你的思想，吃你的感情，吃你的那个什么，这个决定。
And eat your thinkings, eat your emotions, and eat your decision.
结果呢，你变成怎么样呢？
And then you'll become.
跟上帝一模一样的思想了。
You become just like God.
那个阿们啊，这个开门的意思是阿们的意思了。
So open the door, it's actually amen.
听神的话的时候，阿们了。
As we listen to the word of God, we say amen.
不要一直想什么东西了。
Don't think so much.
好好敬拜我们的上帝了。
Just properly worship our God.
阿们的时候，主耶稣能够进来，阿们是主耶稣能够进来我们里面的出发点。
So amen is the starting point that Jesus will come inside of my life.
Amen 是主耶稣掌握我们的思想、我们的感情、我们的决断的出发点。
And so, amen is the starting point of how Jesus can grab hold of our thinkings, emotions, and our decisions.
真的是这样吗？
Is that true?
耶稣是什么呢？
No, who is Jesus?
耶稣是什么名字呢？
Jesus, what kind of name is that?
上帝变成人的时候，他的名字是耶稣。
When God became flesh, His name is Jesus.
希伯来语是耶稣了。
In Hebrew, it's called Yeshua.
希腊文呢？
What about Greek?
希腊文是 logos.
It's logos.
希伯来语是耶稣。
So in Hebrew, it's called Yeshua.
希腊文是 logos.
In Greek, it's logos.
Logos的意思是话语的意思。
The meaning of logos is the word of God.
话语的意思。
It means the word of God.
好，我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's see John chapter 1.
第一节到第五节。
It's 1 to 5.
你看，耶稣的名希腊文是什么呢？
In Hebrew, Jesus is.
神的话咯。
It's the word of God, right?
这个神的话创造一切的咯。
The word of God created all things.
二节三节对不对？ 神的话创造一切的咯。
Verse 2 and 3, the word of God created all things.
然后第四节。
Verse 4.
神的话是生命来的咯。
The word of God is life.
第五节。
Verse 5.
神的话是光来的咯。
The word of God is light.
光临到黑暗那边的话，发生什么事情？
No, light shines in darkness, and what happens?
这个黑暗是什么呢？
And what is this darkness?
撒旦来的咒诅。
It's the curse from Satan.
撒旦来的病痛。
It's the sicknesses from Satan.
撒旦来的痛苦。
It's the pains from Satan.
撒旦来的患难。
It's all the tribulations from Satan.
撒旦来的贫穷。
And all the poverty.
忽然间面所有的问题了。
And all the problems.
现在神的话临到这个痛苦那边。 还有贫穷那边，还有病痛那边，等等的时候发生什么事情呢？
As the word of God come upon the sicknesses, suffering, and poverty, what would happen at the time?
这里说黑暗却不接受光。
Now here says the darkness did not comprehend it.
这个不接受光翻译错了。
So this interpretation of a comprehend is wrong.
不能胜过光。
It should be the darkness did not overcome it.
现在你接受了神的话了。
But when you accept the word of God.
你接受了耶稣了。
When you accept Jesus.
你接受了logos了。
And you accept this logos.
这样的话，痛苦、贫穷、病痛等等怎么样呢？没有方法胜过神的话。
Then this poverty, sufferings, and sicknesses cannot overcome the word of God.
阿们来接受神的话的话，这个神的话呢，能够攻破你的痛苦。
Now as you amen, the word of God can overcome all your problems.
能够攻破你的病痛。
Can overcome your sicknesses.
能够攻破你的贫穷。
Can overcome your poverty.
不是你的努力能够完成这些的。
No, it's not by your diligence and effort to fulfill it.
好好听神的话咯。
As you properly listen to the word of God.
好好听神的话的时候，你会变成百万富翁。
As you properly listen to the word of God, you'll become a millionaire.
好好听神的话的话，台湾政府给你居留证。
Taiwan government will be able to give you this visa.
好好听神的话的时候呢，不管从哪里过来，吃得饱，喝得饱，穿得暖。
Properly listen to the word of God, you will eat well, drink well, and also wear warm.
真的是这样。
It's really true that way. So I never think of any others.
我不是讲别人的故事。
I'm not talking about other people's story.
真的是这样。
But it's true that way.
你神的话，你咕哒咕哒吃神的话了。
So you just 咕哒咕哒 eat the word of God.
情愿照你的话成就在我身上，你这样来阿门来回应的话，怎么样呢？
And you respond, Amen.
麻烦你的痛苦，麻烦你的病痛，麻烦你的魔鬼，麻烦你的咒诅，麻烦你的这个什么贫穷，这些怎么样呢？死定了。
Whatever that troubles you, whether it's a sickness, or poverty, all this curse, all this kind of suffering, you'll be in trouble.
所以呢，看第十二节。
So verse 12 says.
这是接受耶稣基督的名。
Just have to accept the name of Jesus.
意思说，耶稣的名这是什么呢？耶稣的上帝的名是耶稣咯。
No, Jesus name, the God's name is Jesus, right?
这个希腊文是 logos 咯。
So in Greek, it's logos.
神的话咯。
Which is the word of God.
你就是接受神的话。
Then we just accept the word of God.
这样的话，你能够得到权柄。
Then we will receive the power.
所以呢，你把你的血气、你的情欲，还有呢，能力，十三节，十三节。你看，这个血气、情欲、能力放下来。
And so put down whatever that belongs to the blood, the will of the flesh.
不要吃分别善恶树上的果子。
And the will of man, and don't eat from the tree of good and evil.
不要用你的理性知识判断来生活。
Don't live by your rationality, knowledge, and judgment.
要不然你会变成撒旦的饭。
Otherwise, you'll become the food of Satan.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
咕哒咕哒吃神的话。
咕哒咕哒to eat the word of God.
要不然我们住在哪里呢？
If not, where will we stay?
马太福音第八章第五节到第十三节说住在城外了。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 5 says that we will stay outside the city.
有一个大麻风患者找耶稣了。
There was a person of leprosy to come and meet Jesus.
那时他说，你能够医治我。
And he said that you can heal me.
你真的相信我能够洗净你吗？
Do you really believe that I can cleanse you?
当然我相信。
Of course I believe.
那是他的大马蜂立刻得到医治了。
And the person's leprosy was healed immediately.
有个百夫长又找耶稣了。
Oh, there was a centurion that came and find Jesus.
主耶稣，我的仆人生了这个得了大马蜂。
Jesus, my servant has leprosy.
你医治他吧。
Can you heal him?
好，我过去你的家。
Yes, I would go over to your place.
稍等，待会。
Wait a moment.
我相信你话语的能力。
Did I believe in your power of your words?
你的话超越时间和空间。
Now your words transpasses time and space.
不要那么麻烦。
So you don't need to trouble yourself.
你在这边命令就好了。
You just command here.
耶稣，那么听到这句话那么高兴。
Jesus was so happy when he said that.
然后骂犹太人、
And scold all the Jews and Pharisees.
你们那么厉害。
Are you also good?
你们那么伟大。
You're also great.
但是呢，你们以后呢，遥遥切切来住在。
But all of you will gnash your teeth and stay outside the city.
这个马太福音第八章，这个十一，这个那个什么，第五节到第十三节里面了。
That's within Matthew chapter 8 verse 5 to 13.
这个十二节了，十二节对不对？爱哭切齿的意思是住在城外的意思了。
So weeping and gnashing of teeth refers to outside city.
为什么呢？
Why so?
因为他们吃分别善恶树上的果子嘛。
Because they eat from the tree of good and evil.
因为他们是用理性知识自己的判断来生活的嘛。
But they're living according to their own rationality, knowledge, and judgment.
听神话语的时候，我们的罪才能不见。
Listen to the word of God. That's how our sin will be cleansed.
听神的话的时候，三位一体的神才能进来我们里面。
That's the time when the Trinity God will come inside of us.
这就是约翰福音第五章。第十五章第二节到第三节的内容。
Doesn't contain in John chapter 15 verse 2 to 3.
听神的话。
Now as we listen to the word.
那是会洗净你。
Then the word of God can cleanse us.
那么结果呢？三位一体的神能够住在你们里面。
Then the Trinity God will abide in you.
结果呢？到了第七节怎么说呢？能够结丰盛的果子了。
In verse 7, that he says that you can bear a wonderful fruit, abundant fruits.
真的多理解神的话了。
Understand the word of God more.
多明白神的话。
Understand the word of God more.
然后抓住神的话。
Holding on to the word of God.
然后现在这样的情况下，上帝说什么话？问这些的了。
No matter what actually Jesus God say, just ask all.
我再来拜托你们，真的不要随便说否定的话。
So I ask of you again, don't anyhow say negative words.
真的，我再来拜托你们，不要动动脑筋了。
Do not try to rack your minds.
不要用你的理性、你的知识、你的判断来生活。
Do not live by your own rationality, your judgment, and your own knowledge.
问上帝了，现在上帝说什么话
？Ask God, what is God saying right now?
问上帝，现在上帝让我做什么事情
？And ask God, what is God wanting me to do right now?
不是吗？
Isn't it?
然后肯定了这个是神给我的.
And be sure that this is of God.
那么这样做的话, 在你的, 你所做的那个事情上, 你一定会变成专家的.
Then at our work, we'll become an expert in it.
如果你要做牧师的话, 变成伟大的牧师.
If you become a pastor, you'll be a great pastor.
你要做生意的话, 你变成很伟大的, 这个 大企业家,
now, if you want to do business, you will become a great entrepreneur.
你在这个学问方面做什么事情的话, 你变成很伟大的学家。
If you become a great in knowledge, you will become a person that is of good knowledge.
不要用你的, 这个理性来说什么话, 或者是判断什么事情。
So don't use your rationality to judge any single thing.
好, 今天的神的话是这样,
That's all for the word.
啊, 我们一起来祷告,
Let us pray.
我们的主耶稣, 感谢赞美你,
Lord Jesus, we want to give thanks to you.
啊, 原来你的话是我们的能力来的,
That your word is our strength.
你的话是我们的生命来的,
Your word is our life.
你的话是我们的光,
And your word is our light.
是的, 你的话临到这个黑暗那边的话, 啊, 这个黑暗完蛋了,
Like when your light come onto this darkness will be overcome.
意思说, 你的话临到这个咒诅撒旦痛苦病痛, 还有这个贫穷的时候，这些的黑暗死定了。
And so when the word of God, the light come into all this curse, sufferings, poverty, and sicknesses, then all those works will be finished.
我们的主耶稣，这个再来洗净我们的嘴巴。
Jesus, may you cleanse our mouth.
用你的话来再来洗净我的思想、我的感受、我的决定。
By your words, you cleanse all our thinkings, our emotions, and all decisions.
求你给我们更大的信心。
Jesus, may you give us greater faith.
啊, 我们开声来祷告。
Let us pray.